is, you know, we faced a little bit. We were a little unsettled last year at quarterback for a certain part of the year. This year, we've been a little unsettled at the offensive line, and the guys that have been in there playing have contributed to three victories and one loss. And so, you know, now we're starting to get some guys back. The first, of course, being Lane.
How did Wolf look to you when you went back and looked at the film?
I thought he communicated well. He got matched up because they are a 3-4 team. He got matched up on a nose guard, and he battled well. He didn't get beat clean. I thought he did a good job. And, you know, I think he played a game that we'd expected, you know, and I thought he communicated well. It all starts with the center, and he had us going the right direction most of the day.
What do you have to do to get that running game going?
Well, we got to continue to run the ball like we've been. I think, you know, it's a mixture of things. I think we can, you know, from whether it's blocking or hitting the hole or, you know, whatever. I just think we need to execute better. The good news is we're going to continue to run the football. And so we've got very talented players, and we feel good about our ability to get it going.
We had 12 runs, though, on Sunday.
We didn't have any plays, period, though. You know, I think that was a function of it. And, you know, what we need to do is do a better job of staying on the field so we get more plays. We had a lot of great things we wanted to do. We didn't stay on the field. We didn't extend drives for various reasons. We had some penalties. We didn't convert. You know, we just didn't stay on the field. So we couldn't get a lot of the stuff that we wanted to do.
The 49ers play with two high safeties more than some of the other teams you've faced this year.
The 49ers play just like they've always played. They're a team that they're pretty sturdy up front, as we all know. They try to control the run with their front, and then they don't play a real heroic style of coverage. And so that's how they played us.
Nick's on pace to throw triple amount of deep passes he did last year. I know that he didn't start as many games, but he's throwing a lot of deep passes, and his percentage is down in that area. Is that what defenses are giving him, or is he forcing a little too much downfield?
No, I think Nick is, you know, there are certain times when we call a deep to short type concept where he looks deep, and then if it's there, take the shot. If not, then you bring it down to a shorter receiver. And then there are other times when we're calling horizontal stretches. There are other times when we're calling four verticals. I don't think it's any one thing.
He missed some people deep that were open on Sunday. I mean, are his mechanics okay?
I think so. I think, you know, Nick is probably just like everybody. You know, we got to just clean up. Everybody's got to clean up their fundamentals. Everybody's got to do a little better job of doing what they do, and then I think it'll come together.
Have you seen in the past, though, a quarterback who, in your experiences, has been banged up kind of week after week or been hit week after week where his mechanics can deteriorate?
I don't know if that's the case. I think Nick's played steady this year. We all got to get better. You know, let's just make that. I'd like to be able to make that statement. We're sitting here at 3-1, and you know, I think back to a year ago. You know, and so we've made progress as a football team. The players that have been here have improved greatly, and you know, today we got to make this the best Tuesday of the year.
Have you noticed any difference in the way LeSean's been running? Like, is he not hitting the holes like he was last year?
I think LeSean's fine, and he's running the ball well. It's just, you know, I think at some point here it'll all come together.
Is the offensive line that much responsible for a 2.5 yard per carry dip in McCoy's production?
We are all responsible for it.
So how do you explain McCoy going from 5 yards a clip last year?
We are all responsible for it. And I know where you're at. I mean, this is the time of year, right? Or this is the time of the week, right, when the game is over and we're giving praise and assigning blame. We all have to do a better job.
How did the guards play that?
I thought they battled. You know, I think, you know, everybody had some good plays. We didn't have enough plays, certainly. Everybody had some good plays. And then I think everybody has some things they need to clean up.
What's the difference between Tobin and Kelly? Like, when you're comparing them, what do you see in both of them?
No, they're both steady performers. I think Tobin at times can be a little bit more mobile. You know, Kelly's got a kind of a bigger, kind of a broader style of play, where you know, Tobe sometimes is just a little bit more mobile. But I think they're both good NFL players, and I, I think what you need to keep in mind is, as we're weathering the storm, which I'll say, until we get those five guys back that played all last year. So you weather the storm. So, you know, I like boats. You know, you just kind of, you put your bow into the waves and you go, you know, and you don't stop. And sometimes you get wet while you're driving. You just go. And I think that's where we're at.
Should Cooper have had that pass in the back of the end zone?
What's that?
The Cooper pass with the fold.
Yeah, it was a tight throw. I mean, I certainly we would have loved to have completed it. So, you know, we moved on and we got the ball down to the one a little bit later.
The screen game was such a big part of the offense.
Certainly. There was a lot of other plays that could have been touchdowns, too. I know what you're getting. I know what you're getting at.
That would have won the game.
Huh?
That would have won the game.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or it would have put us ahead. There still was a lot of game left to be played. I'm with you. That's the thing, though. We can't look at that. There were a lot of things in the game that we could have done better. Everybody, that could have changed the outcome of that game. You know, holy smokes, we had a special teams penalty and a defensive penalty. What? That's more of the. That should be more of the conversation.
I was going to ask about the screen game, big part of the offense first 2 weeks, not so much the last 2 weeks. Is that the offensive line?
You know what? I think the halfback screens weren't good for us the other day. But you saw we hit a Y screen for a good chunk, and then we hit a bunch of receiver screens. So, you know, we kind of lump our screen game into, you know, halfback, Y, and or tight end, and then receiver screens. And so there are some games when – you know, earlier in the year, the receiver screens weren't going as well as, like, the halfback screens. And so we did do some, you know, and so we were picking around trying to find the ones that worked, and that's why we moved on.
The offensive line not having Kelsey, you know, one of the more athletic centers, mm-hmm. being able to get out there and block and Mathis even. Is that kind of part of?
Well, the two that we called, if we're going to just talk specifically about last week, the two that we called last week, they did a good job with the way they played it. They had an extra guy kind of in the screen alley, which, you know, was just kind of the luck of the draw, because there were times when they brought the guy to the back, got the guy away, and they just happened to have a guy waiting there. So that was partly what happened.
Is it realistic to plug Flynn in and expect him to be the player he was in the preseason?
We expect everybody that goes in there to play winning football. So, yes.
Sproles had 11 carries that first game against Jacksonville. He's gone 4-2-1 the last three games. Any reason for that?
No, there's no reason. And, again, I'll just take it back to we didn't get enough plays. We didn't stay on the field. We weren't consistent enough on offense to get to all the good stuff that we wanted to do. So the challenge for us is to be more consistent, stay on the field, and then we'll get to do all that fun stuff and get the ball to all the right guys. And I think that's the key.
I guess the part I don't understand is, and I asked Chip this yesterday, is if Shady's not getting positive yards for whatever reason, in that Jacksonville game, Shady was struggling, Sproles came in and got positive yards, why would that not be something you would try in other games?
Well, we will, and we do, you know, and I think, you know, sometimes it has nothing to do with the runner. You know, I think they're both healthy and they're both very, very good players. In the first game, of course, Darren got a lot of production on one play, you know, and so then the numbers kind of get skewed a little bit, and those are the things you can expect. But there's not one thing.
As you watch Lane in practice during these next 3 days, what specifically are you looking for from him?
We want to see him block really well.
No, but I mean,
no, I'm serious. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but that's what really we want to see him. We want to see him go out there and block extremely well. And that'll let us know that he's ready to play. You know, he's going to come back out, and there's going to be some getting used to football again. But, you know, I think he's done a good job, at least from what I've heard, based on what he's told us, that he's ready to go.
Did the Rams do anything unique with Quinn, or does he rush strictly off that right edge?
Nah, he's a, you know, they're a 4-3 front, and he's primarily an edge rusher, and he's a dynamic player. You know, I know he had 19 and a half sacks a year ago, so that's in there. You know, he's got that club in his bag. And they're just like everybody else. You know, we're just starting the second quarter of the season, and I'm not sure teams have all kind of formed their identities yet. We're just going through this thing, and so we anticipate he's going to give us a bunch of good rushes.
When you meet Lane Johnson, what yesterday, do you get a sense, is he apologetic? Does he feel remorseful? What is his demeanor as you meet with him yesterday about, you know, being suspended and maybe putting the team?
He was gone. He's back and he's ready to go. And I think it's a credit to the team and the guys that filled in for him. you know, it's we're 3-1, okay? And that's the way it is. I look at it like he had a 4-week ankle injury, and we move on. And the guys that went in there and played did an outstanding job of fighting and battling. And so there's something to be taken from that. So if these guys have to, the guys that were in there have to go back in later, they got, you know, a month of really good experience. So, but in terms of Lane, you know, you'd have to ask him how he feels, but his demeanor is good in our, you know, from what we saw, so that he can go out here and play. And that's where it's at.
Spent a lot of time working with the second team during training camp, and people, you and Chip have said it kind of helped him become more vocal. I mean, do you expect him to kind of, like, you know, grow from that, like, when he comes back? I mean, do you sure. think that'll, you know, help him, I guess, maybe faster?
Yeah, I think Lane's – I've seen Lane grow up in a year as a person and a player, and this experience is another thing that he's had to kind of overcome. You know, hey, we make mistakes. The biggest thing is I've never met a perfect person yet. The biggest thing, you make mistakes, you got to be man enough to say, hey, I screwed up. And then you know what you do? You make the corrections quickly and you move on. And that's where we're at. He's back. He's going to play, and we're glad he's back.
I understand the analogy, but a 4-week ankle injury, you're still in meetings. You're still meeting with the training staff every day. That right. part of it is right. the rust from not being at a meeting something that –
I don't think there's anything we can do about that. You just move on and play. Go play, you know. I think that's, you know, that's something you deal with. And that's just part of the situation.